Assalamu alaikum, how you guys doing? Amazing! It's just so captivating. I just met some incredible people. A mother and her son. Got a little daughter here. I'll let them take it from here after I just kind of introduce it. She accepted Islam about a year and a half ago. That's the power of sharing. She connected with the message of Islam, submission to the Creator, not to creation. She accepted Islam. She came from a Christian background. And then her son, just today, right now, took Shahada. He was also really captivated by the message. I'm gonna let them introduce themselves. You ready?
My name is Damaris.
What was it? What was it about Islam? How long ago did you accept it? And what was it about Islam that captivated you, that captured your heart?
I had already been searching and trying to find out what was all the bad talk about Islam. And I feared that there were a lot of things that were very similar to Christianity. At least because I was raised in a Christian home that was very strict. And so we used to have a lot of similarities and covering our head. That was back in my native Guatemala. And we left all of that when we came to the U.S. because the Christian faith is done for, it's just different in the U.S.
Who was it that told you about Islam?
Yeah, when I was in college, I began to ask questions, and there were people that were able to talk to me and just explain that there were a lot of misconceptions about Islam. Realmente lo que a mí me atrajo a Islam fue que había muchas cosas que eran similares al cristianismo, pero cosas que yo valoraba que de alguna forma se quedaron atrás cuando venimos a Estados Unidos. Nosotros teníamos la costumbre de taparnos la cabeza al orar, y eso luego se quedó atrás cuando llegamos a Estados Unidos.
So now your son, how does this happen? Today he just took, you know, for those of the not yet Muslims out there, you're wondering, how does someone accept Islam? They give birth to what's already inside them. It's inside all of us, the potential to submit, to surrender to the Creator, not the creation. And you take that testimony of faith that you declare there's nothing worthy of worship. I'm not going to worship a man, a woman, a saint, a dead person in the ground, a stick, a stone, nothing but the Creator of the heavens and earth. And Muhammad is the last final messenger. This would include, not exclude, all the preceding messengers, including Jesus, Abraham, Moses. They all brought the same message. Submission to the will of God, not the creation. Nothing other than the one who created you. You accepted Islam today. You said your mom was a great impact.
My initial introduction, like formal introduction to Islam, was actually in college. What happened was that it was interesting because I was actually part of a Christian group in college. And there was a time when our group was inviting speakers from different religions. And for one of the weeks, we had the MSA organization from our college come, and they brought an imam to speak with us. So from that moment, and that was in the year 2012. So like from that moment on, I kind of had a little bit of understanding of what Islam was, but I never really got around to actually taking Shahada or anything, because I still had a lot of questions in my heart. And so, you know, basically tonight, you know, some of those questions were answered by some brothers that I talked with. And, you know, I decided that, you know, a lot of the questions or, you know, issues that I had with religion in general, I realized that really, at the end of the day, it didn't really matter with my own personal beliefs. You know, I would have certain, you know, issues, you know, like, for example, the common one that a lot of people who struggle with believing in God have, which is, if there is a loving God, why is there poverty in the world? Why is there war? These are issues that even now I struggle with. But tonight I realized, you know what, those questions are never going to be answered for me in this life. And I might as well take the shahada, take the faith. And, you know, I realized that, you know, like, it's not, like, at the end of the day, like, you know, these are questions they're not easily answered. And so, like, you know, there's just certain things, and I realized that it's better for me to, you know, focus on my own, spiritual well-being.
What about the divinity of Jesus? You talked to me about that part.
Yeah, I mean, initially that was a question I struggled with, was the divinity of Jesus. I did a lot of like back and forth assessments of it. One of the things that kind of answered it for me was the Old Testament. You know, verses in the Bible that say, for example, "Hear, O Israel, your God is one." For example, stuff like that. I realized that Islam is consistent with that message, that God is one. The first commandment, for example, to not worship any other gods, to not make images. I realized that a lot of religions out there, including some parts of Christianity, like, for example, the Catholic Church, they have, like, their statues and their saints and stuff. And, like, I realized that, you know, that those were contradictory to the first commandment. So that was, those were things that I looked at. I looked at things, like, logically, and I looked at the Old Testament, and I realized that the Old Testament is what, it was what was in the Old Testament that convinced me of Islam, basically, because Islam matched more with the Old Testament than any of the other religions that I looked into.
How did you feel now today to see your son take the shahada, to accept Islam? How did it feel?
I'm so happy. I have been doing so many duas for my children, and I know that God has been proving to me in many ways that I made the right choice coming to Islam. Even though until today I was the only one in the family, which we have a very extended family, I know that Melvin has been very open, and he has come to different events. And one time he was even invited during Ramadan to do the call of prayer, because he was in front of the masjid, and the brother asked him to do the call of prayer. And to me, that was a very strong message, that Allah was already looking Melvin with that heart that he has for humanity, for loving the more disadvantaged people. God was seeing that in him already.
Yeah.
So I am very happy, and I'm so thankful to Allah, and I'm so thankful to all the brothers and sisters that had supported me and my family through this year and a half.
How was it? That's amazing. So she was talking about the call to prayer. You were learning it? Or they were helping you with it? Or?
No, I was visiting a local mosque around where we live, and the imam there chose me first to do the call to prayer. But at the time, obviously, I wasn't. I hadn't taken Shahada yet, so I wasn't able to do it. Nor did I. Did I know how to do call to prayer? So
why did he call you if you didn't know how to do it? Why would he call you?
Yeah, that was my question. And it was why? I was thinking why would he?
He thought you were Muslim. Okay, yeah. I see. Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's like you took it like a sign. Allah.
Yeah.
Amazing. Last but not the least, this is your daughter.
Yes.
How are you? What do you think of all this that's going on? You saw your brother up. You saw your brother on stage up in front of how many? Like thousands of people. Thousands of people taking his shahada. You're like, man, what's going on? What were your thoughts and impressions?
Well, I'm just happy for my brother. My mom and my brother are happy.
Uh-huh.
The religion that they found.
Yeah. I see that you're mimicking your mom. You start wearing the hijab. You know who else wore the hijab? You know who Jesus is, right? You know his mother, Mary? You heard of Mary?
Yeah.
She used to wear hijab. That's who they're mimicking. Thank you guys, a wonderful family. This is amazing. You know, God Almighty is the most merciful, and he sent guidance. Do you want guidance? Ask for it. Very simple, within yourself. I mean, we're here for a purpose. Everything around you had a purpose. The keys in your pocket have a purpose. Your shoelaces have a purpose. The tie right here has a purpose. The suit, everything around you has a purpose. What about you, the human being? You don't have a purpose? Who best to tell you your purpose than the one who created you for a purpose? But ask. Ask and you shall receive. Ask the one who created you. What's my purpose? Why am I here? Guide me. For all the confusion out there, the way that God Almighty had prescribed for us has to be simple. And that simple message is to worship him alone and not his creation. And he will facilitate a way because he loves you. Call us if you have any questions. 1-800-662-ISLAM. We're here to help facilitate the way and answer any questions that you might have. We'll see you next time. Assalamu alaikum. Peace with you.